弟兄姊妹，早上好。
So once again, good morning, my dear fellow Christians.
我们今天要记得上个礼拜我们讲的关于挺身昂首。
Since we have shared on the last Sunday that we shall rise up and lifted up our heads.
那我们解释了从圣经的观点来看为什么这次这个整个的世界发生这么大的瘟疫。
And we try to explain from the biblical perspective that why this pandemic would happen and happen globally.
我们上个主日花了一段时间把这一个来龙去脉给大家做了原则性的叙述。
So we have we try to explain this from the biblical principle.
那中间有一个点，就是特别提到耶路撒冷。
And there is one key point about the city of Jerusalem.
这个城是一个历史久远的城。
And we know that the city of Jerusalem has a long history.
那在这一个城里面。神有一个美好的旨意。
And there is a good plan, and God has a good purpose unto that city.
在诗篇132篇，神告诉大卫。
In Psalm 132, the Lord says to King David.
他说，耶和华拣选了锡安。
And it says that the Lord has chosen Zion.
他要在这里永远。做自己的居所。
And this will be his resting place forever.
所以你能够从这一个启示里头
And from
耶路撒冷跟世界上任何的首都都不一样。
So from that revelation, Jerusalem, or the city of Jerusalem as a capital is nothing like other capitals.
因为神拣选这个地方
Since God,
作为他永远安息的所在。
Since God has chosen that city of Jerusalem, Zion, to be his resting place forever.
没有人可以来改变神的旨意。
And no one is able to change that plan of God.
神的仇敌经过这么长的时间一直有一个计谋想要把神这一个安息所地能够破坏。
And God's enemy had tried such a long time trying to destroy God's plan by trying to destroy the city of Jerusalem.
但是无论是天上的、地上的、任何的势力，都不可以来破坏神永远的旨意。
But no forces, whether it is from heaven or from earth, is not able to destroy God's plan in a well.
所以因着人的智慧想要做人看为合理的一个决定但是这个决定是违背神的旨意的。
And although as much as men try to use their rationale to do the rational thing, to do the reasonable things, however, it is not from God's perspective. It is not from God.
所以从今年一月起当川普总统他宣布这个新的和平计划。
So since January 2020, our President Trump announced this two-state plan.
他在1月28号做这个宣告。
He made an announcement on January the 28th.
接着下来就一系列的问题发生。
And a serious problem followed.
他当总统头三年。
And as we recall,
他做了对的事。
You see, he has done the right thing during his first 3 years of a presidency.
他宣告耶路撒冷是以色列的首都。
First, he announced that the city of Jerusalem is a capital city of Israel.
他也把美国的大使馆从特拉维夫搬到耶路撒冷。
And number two, he also announced to move the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
他甚至也宣告葛兰高地也是属于以色列的。
He further announced that the Golan Highland belongs to Israel as well.
这些宣告它完全合乎神在圣经里面所有的启示。
And all these announcements are in line with the revelation, with the revelation in the Bible.
这是神答应把这个应许之地，把这个大君王的城交给以色列人。
Because God has promised King David to give the city of Jerusalem to Israel.
那么现在以色列复国了。
And now,
以色列也把耶路撒冷在1967年收复了。
And now since Israelites have returned to the motherland, and they also retained the city of Jerusalem in 1967.
但是世界总是要想办法来拦阻这件事。
But the world tried to prevent this thing from happening.
所以在联合国就有这种议案，每一年都想要把这块神给以色列人的地划分一半给巴勒斯坦人。
So various countries try to propose in the UN, they try to divide the land between Israelites and Palestinians.
所以神就一直拦阻这件事。
And God has to stop it.
那可是美国的这过去30年来，他的不同的总统都做过同样的一件事。
So during this last 30 years, the presidents of the United States have tried to do the same thing.
他们总想把这个中东阿拉伯人跟以色列人之间的冲突能够解决。
And they try to make a resolution or they try to resolve this conflict between Israelites and the Palestinians in the Middle East.
按照人的智慧，自然就是两边的人必须有所妥协。
So from man's perspective, both parties, whether it is Israelites or the Palestinians, they have to make certain reconciliation or make a compromise something.
但是这不是合乎神的旨意的。
But this is not in line with the will of God.
所以30年来，不管哪一任的总统提出这样的和平计划。
So during the
只要是在两个国家同时存在同一块土地上，这都被神拦阻了。
So you see, during this past 30 years, we've witnessed various, multiple presidents of the United States try to make this resolution. They try to make these two peoples living on the same land. And it is not the will of God, and God has stopped it.
那你在川普总统身上，这过去的从他上任到19年年底，这头三年，他做的事都是对的，都是合乎圣经的神的旨意，神就祝福他。
So, but President Trump is a different president because during his first 3 years of the presidency, he has announced that the Jerusalem is the capital city of Israel, and he has done the right things in the eyes of God. So God blessed him.
所以美国的国力就被神祝福。他在这个股票的市场从19000点一直涨到29000点。
So God continued to bless. So God continued to bless this country. And during the first 3 years of President Trump's presidency, this stock market has roared from 19,000 to 29,000.
那么，美国的这个失业率也降到历史最低点3%。
And the unemployment rate is a historical low that is about only 3%.
所以，川普总统他一直以这过去三年的成就为他所夸口的。
And so, President Trump has been proud of what he has done in the will of God.
他选下一任总统也常常用这段历史的成就来作为他竞选的本钱。
And he also used this his 3 years of a presidency as a propaganda for his next term and next election.
这不是 propaganda， 这是事实。
So this is not just a propaganda. This is a fact.
对，那么可是 他从今年起，他从1月28号把这个和平计划宣布了以后，你就会发现灾祸开始了。为什么？
But since he has announced the Tuesday plan on January the 28th, things become different. Why?
你就会发现天灾人祸不断的发生。
And it seems that many disasters, many disasters, whether it is from heaven or it has happened in the midst of the people, that continue to come up. And we wonder why.
不但有瘟疫。
Not only pandemic,
这个地震,
but earthquakes,
龙卷风,
and the tornadoes,
然后经济的崩盘,
and of course the economic crisis.
一个连一个,
one after another.
从一月到现在四月就没完没了,
and that happened since January till now.
所以我们从圣经的观点有一个很清楚的脉络。你可以看到你祝福以色列神就祝福你但是你什么时候做违背神的事神就咒诅你
And from what happened during this past three or four years we see there is one principle that once again demonstrated that whoever bless Israel God bless and whoever curses Israel God curse
这是没有变的原则
And this will never change
那我要把这一个原则，今天呢，我要从有一个很重要的角度来看。
And so, since this is one of the important principles that we have discovered last Sunday, here's another thing that I'd like to show you from a different perspective.
今天我们的题目是叫做认识神的所有权。
So today's message, Kim, is knowing the ownership of God.
我想今天我要让弟兄姊妹来看到从神的角度他跟人建立的关系那我叫做神的所有权
So this is something I'd like to show you from God's perspective on the relationship between God and human being that this is something we call the ownership knowing the ownership of God
如果我们对这件事情懂了
if
不但我们个人要注意神在我们身上的主权
So if we truly understand the ownership of God not only we will understand the ownership of us or the ownership of us
神与一个国家的关系
But we also will be able to understand the relationship between God and countries or nations.
神与教会的关系。
Or also understand the relationship between God and church.
像我们讲到这个上个礼拜的这个题目的时候，这是你看到神与国家的关系。
And so the message that we had shared last Sunday is really about the relationship between God and the nations.
那今天我们要把这个认识神的拥有权这个基本概念讲清楚。
And so we try to understand further regarding the ownership of God.
那我们到五月的时候，那主若许可，我们还要来看我们基督徒。与神之间的关系。
And if God is willing, we will talk about the relationship between God and Christians in May.
对，如果我们明白这一件事，我们就可以知道今天教会跟神应该有的关系是什么。
So if we really understand the God's ownership, we will understand the thing between God and the church.
好，我们来读几处的圣经。
So let's read a few scriptures.
我今天的题目把它也是一样分三个方面来解释。
So I actually divided this today's message into three different perspectives.
首先我们要来看神是我们的创造主。
And the first key point is God is our creator.
这个点是一切的开始。
Because this is the beginning of everything.
我们来看传道书十二章第一节第二节。
So let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 1 through 2.
你趁着年幼衰败的日子尚未来到，就是你所说我毫无喜乐的那些年日未曾临近之先，当纪念造你的主。
Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come, and the years draw near, when you will say, I have no delight in them.
第二节，不要等到日头光明，月亮星宿变为黑暗，雨后云彩反悔。
Before the sun and the light, the moon and the stars are darkened, and the clouds return after the rain.
这篇诗篇是这个传道书是最有智慧的所罗门王写的。
So we know that the book of Ecclesiastes was written by King Solomon, who is always called the wisest man.
他一生被神祝福。
And during his whole life, he's been blessed by God.
他一生中最重要的是为神建了一个第一个圣殿。
And so one of his most important deeds that he has done for God is to build the first temple for God.
他实现了神要住在他百姓中的这一个目的。
He has literally fulfilled what God has promised to dwell in the midst of his peoples.
神大大的祝福他。
So God blessed him greatly and also blessed his country.
但是后来他到晚年的时候
But,
他因为立了许多外邦的女子为他的嫔妃。
But unfortunately, in his later years, he married many Gentile women.
因着这些外邦的女子他们不侍奉耶和华。
And you know, these Gentile women didn't worship God, but instead they worship idols.
所以就把偶像引到圣殿里面。所以他们一面侍奉神，也就一面侍奉偶像。
So these women brought the idols into the temple. So it came to a reality that while they worship God, they also worship idols.
神警告他们，
他们
没有好好的听。
God warned them, but they wouldn't listen.
所以他死了以后，这个国家就分裂为南朝、北朝，对吧？
After,
北面有十二个支派，叫以色列；南面有两个支派，叫做犹大。
So, after Solomon's death, his country, his nation was divided into two parts or two countries. The North Kingdom is made up of 12 tribes called Israel.And the South Kingdom is called Judah, that is made of two tribes.
我们在他的身上，他写过两部书。
So we know that from the Bible, we know that King Solomon wrote two books.
应该三本，对不起。
And actually, he wrote three books.
就是箴言。
And of course,
就是这一本传道书。最后就是他写了这个雅歌。
So he wrote three books of the Bible. The first book is this is what we read from the book of Ecclesiastes. The second is the first book he wrote is Proverbs. And the second is the book of Ecclesiastes. And the third book he wrote is a Song of Songs.
他当然就是把他一生所学的功课，借着这三本书来告诉后人。
So he summed up his life lesson through his books.
那我们刚刚读的这一节，传道书十二章，他就提醒我们：你趁着年幼衰败的日子尚未来到，当纪念造你的主。
So King Solomon, in his later years, when he wrote the book of Ecclesiastes, in chapter 12, he says, "Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the years draw near when you will say, I have no delight in them."
他虽然一生被神祝福,
and we know that,
但是他发现, so, 不管他的财富增加多少, 他的国力有多么的强大, 他享受了荣华富贵, 可是有一个点是永远不可以放弃的。
So through his long life, he realized that one of the important life lessons that he learned from his life is no matter how rich his wealth is, and no matter how strong his country is, there's one thing he should never, ever forget.
就是趁着你年轻的时候，你一定要认定谁是造你的耶和华。
That to remember your creator in the days of your youth.
不要等到你老了，什么都不行了。
Don't wait till you are old and you can do nothing.
他这边形容了，他说，日头、光明、月亮、星宿都变黑暗了。
He used the analogy in verse 2 by saying, before the sun, the light, the moon, and the stars darken like we are old.
你那个时候想来寻求神，你也没有力气了。
And because,
你要趁着年轻，你好好的来认识他。
So you see, when you're old, there's no more, you won't have the strength to seek him. So King Solomon says, remember your creator in the days of your youth.
一切的根源是在这个起点，你要认识创造你的耶和华。
So this is the beginning of everything, that is to remember your creator when we were young.
他在箴言有一句话。
And you see,
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Because you might find a similar verse in a book of a Proverbs. He said, it reads that revering God is a beginning of a wisdom.
相对，他父亲曾经也写过好多的诗篇。那中间有一篇，十四篇，讲过一句非常重要的话。
And so we know that King David, Solomon's father, also wrote many psalms. And one of the psalms is from Psalm 14.
他在这篇诗里面，他的爸爸提醒他有一件很重要的事，就是愚顽人心里说没有神，他们都是邪恶，行了可憎恶的事，没有人一个人行善。
So, you see, King David said this in Psalm 14, verse 1, it says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have committed abominable deeds. They have committed abominable deeds. There is no one who does good."
所以你就会发现，大卫也好，他的儿子所罗门也好，他们在这样人生的里头，他说最重要的一件事，就是从你年轻，你就要认定耶和华。
So you see, the King David, either the King David or King Solomon, the life lesson to have learned is the most important thing is to remember God, your Creator.
你如果不认识造你的耶和华，你就是忘本。
Because if you don't remember your God, your Creator, you will corrupt. You will be corrupt.
中国人有一句土话，
and there's an old saying in Chinese.
思源。
So when you drink the water, you have to remember those who dig the well.
因为如果你不知道你领受的恩典从哪里赐给你的，很快你就离弃了这个祝福你的神。
Because if you don't understand and don't remember and don't understand who give you blessing, you will surely depart from it.
很多人说，我现在的成功是我努力的。
And many people proclaim that I'm successful because I'm worthy, I work hard.
我聪明，我奋斗，我得到这一切。
Yeah, and I earn, I'm successful because I'm smart and I work hard and I earn it.
他说没有神。
And they
人定胜天。
And they say, there is no God and man surely can conquer the heaven.
当人这样狂妄，否认赐恩典给他的神，你就会发现，在神的眼中，你是愚昧人。
So when men proclaim themselves to be the conqueror and forget who God is, God considers them as a foolish man.
所以当人把自己当作神，你否认有一个创造宇宙万有的真神。
So when man starts to crown themselves as a king and they deny the true creator who created the universe.
神看你就是一个愚昧的人。
And God considered them as a foolish people.
那愚昧的人当权，他会做什么事？
So if the foolish man is in office, what would they do?
他没有什么事不敢做的。
And there's nothing they dare not to do.
你会发现人会为了利益，他做许多丧心病狂的事情。
And we realize and we witness they do many things, many evil things for the best interest of them.
你听到这些很可怕的事，比如说毒奶粉、
And we've
假
疫
苗。
We've heard many terrible things such as the false formula milk or the fake vaccine.
现在口罩缺乏，对吧？人就造许多根本不合格的口罩，为了赚一点点钱。
And since the face mask has been so much in demand, so people produce many the face mask that was not up to the meet the standard.
所以你就会发现，人不敬畏神，根本就说没有神，他为着他自己的利益，他什么事都做得出来。
And so if a God does not revere God or deny the existence of a God, they can do everything and many evil things.
再看一节圣经，我们来看。
Let's turn to another scripture.
以赛亚书四十章二十八节。
So let's turn to a book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 28.
神要启示他是怎么样的一位神。
So here God shows who God he is.
以赛亚书四十章二十八节，创造地极的主并不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。
The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable.
在这一节圣经里，先知以赛亚告诉我们，这一位创造天地的主，他不像人。人我们做作为工，就会累了。我们白天做工，晚上要休息，但是我们的神不是这样。
So,
他说他是不疲倦，不困倦。
So Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28, the prophet Isaiah is telling us our God is nothing like us. We work in the daytime and we get tired and we have to go back and rest in the nighttime. But this God, this Lord Almighty, who never becomes weary or tired.
就告诉我们，这位神，他的能力是无穷的。
And we know that this is Almighty God, and His understanding is inscrutable.
他的智慧也是我们人无法测度的。
And His understanding and wisdom is beyond fathom.
再看第诗篇第五十篇第七节。
Let's go to Psalm 50, verse 7.
我的民啊，你们应当听我的话。以色列啊，我要劝诫你，我是神，是你的神。
Psalm 50, verse 7. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, I will testify against you. I am God, your God.
在这里，神向以色列人做一个非常重要的宣告。
So God made an important declaration to His people Israel.
你要认识他的地位，他是神，是我们的神。
And we have to understand His possession. He is God, our God.
十节。因为树林中的百兽是我的，千山上的牲畜也是我的。
Verse 10, for every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on a thousand hills.
11节，山中的飞鸟我都知道，野地的走兽也都属我。
Verse 11, I know every bird of the mountains and everything that moves in the field is mine.
12节，我若是饥饿，我不用告诉你，因为世界和其中所充满的都是我的。
Verse 12, if I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all it contains.
所以这个诗篇，这是大卫的诗。
And we know that Psalm 15 was written by King David.
Yeah, 不是，是亚萨的诗，对不起，是亚萨的诗。
Asa is written by Asa.
在这个地方，神要向我们启示。
And so through the Psalm 50, God proclaimed himself to us.
他是创造我们的耶和华。
He is the creator who created us.
你是属于我的。
You belong to me.
那山中的飞鸟，野地的走兽，世界和其中所充满的，都是属于我的。
And every beast, every cattle on the hill, and all the birds in the mountain, and everything, the world, and all it contains, belong to him.
所以在这里，神就把他的所有权做了一个很清楚的宣布。
So God proclaimed the ownership of the world.
因为他是创造万有的神。
Because he is the creator of all universe.
而他所创造的是为着他。要荣耀他，所以他不但用他的智慧能力创造了这一切。
And he created this whole universe to glorify his own name. So he using his understanding, his wisdom, created that.
我们再读一串圣经，把这个点更强调。以赛亚书四十三篇。
And in order to understand this, let's move to Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
雅各啊，创造你的耶和华，以色列啊，造成你的那位，现在如此说，你不要害怕，因我救赎了你，我曾提你的名招你，你是属我的。
But now thus says the Lord, your creator, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine.
第七节，就是凡称为我名下的人，是为我自己的荣耀创造的，是我所做成的，所造作的。
Verse 7, everyone who is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, even whom I have made.
十五节，我是耶和华，你们的圣者，是创造以色列的，是你们的君王。
Verse 15, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King.
在这一段圣经里头，神要表明他的地位是创造者。
So from this,
他创造了万有。
So from this scripture, he proclaimed himself, or he demonstrated to us that he is the creator. He creates everything.
目的是要荣耀他。
And the purpose is to glorify himself.
然后他再告诉他的选民。
And then he says to the chosen people.
对，我来救赎了你们，提名召你们，你是属于我的。
And so he says to his chosen people that I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine.
这是一个很清楚的宣告。我们被他造的，所有的人。
And so this is a clear demonstration that we were created by him.
然后神救赎我们。
And he,
等一下我们会讲这个点，这个救赎主哈。
And he has a remedious.
他不但创造我们，他也救赎我们，然后他说我召你们，你们是属于我的。
And so we know that from the Psalm 43, it says that God shows himself that he not only he just created us, he also has redeemed us, and he has called our name by him, and we are his.
这是以赛亚书的四十三章。
And this is from Isaiah chapter 43.
对，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我盼望我们从神的话语里头，你要认识他是谁。
So my dear fellow Christians and brothers and sisters, I hope you truly understand this relationship between God and us, and to understand who He is.
这是他跟我们之间第一层的关系。
So this is the first tier of relationship between God and us.
我们是从他来的。
We are from Him.
如果你否认他
，If you deny this，
那你就是一个没有根的浮萍。
And then we are rootless。
你就变成没有意义了。
And there is，
所以我们每一个人必须要知道我们的源头从哪里来。
So we have to first, above everything else, we have to understand who is our creator and from whom we are come, and from whom we come.
你我搞错，你就一切都昏掉了。
And if
you're mistaken, 你来看新约的一句话。
And if you're mistaken, you messed up everything.
罗马书第一章二十五节。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 25.
保罗就说到人的虚妄。
And Paul here is talking about the lies.
他们将神的真实变成虚谎，去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬奉那造物的主。主乃是可称颂的，直到永远。
So verse 25, for they exchanged the truth of God for a lie.And worshipped and served the creature rather than the creator, who is blessed forever.
所以你可以知道，保罗在这里说，所有故意否认神的人。
So here Paul says,
他们的心思就相信一个谎言。
So here Paul says that to those who deny the existence of God, instead of choosing to believe in God, they choose to believe in a lie.
这个什么是 lie?
What is lie?
因为不是事实。
Because lie means it is not based on truth.
对。我们是神所创造的。
We are clear, we're convinced that we are created by God.
但是人故意说没有神。这个叫做谎言。
And we were created by God, but if a man purposely say this is not true, this is what we call lie.
如果人相信这一个谎言，
And if we believe this lie,
人就会变成虚妄。你的脑袋就是活在一个梦幻的里头。
And so,
你的思想就是一个空虚的。思想
So if we truly believe in a lie, we become a rootless people, that we believe in nothing, and our thinking is messed up, is upside down.
今天你看到我们的世界， 神就让我们看这个我们认为很伟大的世界，人类的文明，人类的科技，人类的这一切的商业的活动，我们创造了这么大的财富。
If you look at this world, especially today's world, since the wealth has increasingly, it's incredibly increased, and we see the marvelous of humanity and also civilization, and then we proclaim, this is awesome, this is wonderful.
我们可以夸口。
And we can, this is something we can brag about.
可是一个小小的病毒。
But a tiny invisible virus.
从一月到现在
，starting from January till now，
通通变成泡沫
，and has smashed everything that we used to brag about。
我们今天所有的科技没有办法救我们
，and all the
我们所有的财富也不能救我们。
And so you see, all the technologies, advanced technologies, and all the wealth, those cannot save us.
保罗在这句话里头说，我们去侍奉那个受造之物，我们没有侍奉创造万有的神。
And Paul says here that we worshipped and served the creature rather than the creator.
今天人有一个教会
And there's one church.
Church of AI. 什么意思
And this is a church. Here's a church. It is called a Church of AI. Artificial intelligence. What is this?
今天的神是那个人工智慧，那个机器人。
So in other words, that what this church worshipped is the AI or the artificial intelligence or the robotics.
人以这个为夸口，认为今天人的知识无限，人定胜天。但是神让你看一看，你以为你什么都知道。
And people brag about what they have accumulated or what they have achieved, that God is only using this tiny invisible virus to show who truly we are and he is.
你所有的可夸口的，今天能够夸口吗？
And what we used to brag about becomes nothing.
你就从来没有想到有一天我们通通只能关在家里。
Not in our wildest dreams, we would never imagine that during this pandemic, we are all locked down.
你所有一生奋斗的这个你的事业，你累积的财富，现在能救你吗？
And everything that we've been working so hard, the career that we were fighting for, or the wealth that we have accumulated, can these things really save us?
如果你还不能够梦醒的话，神说你是愚昧人。
And if what happened hasn't waken us, God would consider us as a foolish man.
我们大家都希望下个月我们可以开始慢慢恢复正常。
And we will hope that
这是一个梦。
And we will hope that hopefully in May, our life came back to normal. But let me tell you, this is a dream.
没有人可以保证的。
No one can guarantee.
如果不是神怜悯我们，如果不是好好悔改在神的面前，这一切会进入大萧条。
And if God hasn't had, God had mercy in us, we can say that the things it will get into recession.
你要认识这位创造你的神。
We have to remember the Creator who created us.
一切的问题的根源是你跟他的关系是什么。
So you see, the root is all about our relationship between God and us.
现在大家要解决这个瘟疫的问题。
So people are fighting against the coronavirus.
那就要去找这个病毒的那个源头。
And they try to find the source of this virus.
如果你把这个源头完全抹杀掉了，你找不到解药。
Because
就今天科学家就要去找那个源头在哪里。
So if we're not able to trace back to the source or the origin of the virus, we're not able to create a vaccine.
从表面来看，这是一个科学的问题。
And so from the surface, it seems to us this is actually a problem of a medicine.
但是从属灵的原则上，你要找到更深的层次，就是神的问题。
And if we look at this thing from a spiritual perspective, we have to go deeper. We have to go back to the beginning of everything, our Creator.
所以一出事，我们就会去找事情的原因，它原初是什么。
So if something happened, or if we have a problem, what we try to do is try to get back to the source of it, or to the origin of it.
那我们从圣经属灵的观点，我们的问题不在物质的层次，我们的问题在灵性的层次。
So if we look at this problem from spiritual perspective, it is not about a problem of a physical world. It's actually a problem of a spiritual world.
人啊，把你的眼睛打开来吧，你要寻求的不是物质的答案，你要寻求的是灵界的答案。
And people, you have to open up our let us open our eyes, because what we have to find out is not from this physical world, but we have to find out the truth from the spiritual world.
第二个重点。
And the second
people, 神跟人之间的关系。
The relationship between God and people.
这个叫做救赎主。
So the relationship between God and people, the second tier of relationship is a redeemer. He is our redeemer.
这个思想只有在圣经里面向人启示。
And this understanding of a redeemer is only illustrated and demonstrated from the Bible.
只有圣经告诉我们人，一个罪人，怎么样可以跟神恢复关系
？And only Bible tells us that as a sinful man, as a sinner, how we can restore the relationship between God and us.
在人类的宗教里头，都承认有神。
And so if we survey all the religions of the people, you may find there is one common thing that every religion confess or admits that there is God.
第二，人类的宗教也都承认人有罪。
And number two, the man's religions all confess or admit that we are sinners.
那只有圣经的启示再进一步。
But only the revelation of God, a revelation of the Bible goes further.
这个启示乃是说，一个罪人怎么可以跟神建立一个关系呢？
The revelation is about how a sinner is able to restore the relationship between God and himself.
所有人的宗教都告诉你你要行善，你好事做多了，你可以得到神明的祝福。
And so all man's religion is telling people that you have to do good, you have to do more good, and until you do enough good, you will be blessed or forgiven by God.
简单讲，将功赎罪。
So simply put, you have to compensate what you have done.
所以你去看人的宗教，不管是佛教、回教，或者是任何其他的教，基本上 都是劝人为善。
So if we survey the man's religions, such as a Buddhism or a Muslim, basically what it preaches that you have to do good.
你自己救自己。
You have to save yourself by doing good.
但是只有圣经告诉我。
But only the Bible. But the Bible tells us.
你没有办法救自己。
Oh, sinners, you can't save yourself.
堕落的人我们这个中文里面有一个土话说泥菩萨过江自身难保。
So, corrupted, as there is an old saying in Chinese that a Buddha that is made of clay is not able to swim over in the river, is not able to swim over the river.
他自己救不了自己。
So in other words, that a Buddha that is made of clay is not able to save himself.
谁能救我们呢？
So who can save us?
这位创造我们的主神。
Only the creator who had created us.
对，一个机器坏了，谁能把机器修好呢？
So if the machine is broken.
只有那个设计这个机器的那个工程师，他知道怎么修好你。
So if a machine is broken, who can repair it? Only the engineer who invented the machine.
同样，我们是神创造的。
And in the same way,
我们这个人整个坏掉了，罪把我们捆绑起来了，谁能救我们呢？
So in the same way, we were created by God, and now we're broken by sins. Who can save us?
所以圣经里的启示我们需要救主。
So the revelation of the Bible is telling us that we cannot save ourselves, we need, but however, we need a redemption.
所以刚刚我们在以赛亚书43中读的时候你就会发现这位创造神他说他来救赎我们。
So the second key point is our God, our Creator, who is also the Redeemer, He is to redeem us.
所以这里有一个词，中文的翻译叫做救赎，英文的翻译叫做 redeem.
So here's a word that in English is redeem.
好，下面我们再来读一节其他的圣经。
So let's turn, let's read another scripture.
出埃及记。四章二十二节
Book of Exodus, chapter 4, verse 22.
对，你要对法老说，耶和华这样说，以色列是我的儿子，我的长子。
Then you shall say to Pharaoh, Thus says the Lord, Israel is my son, my firstborn.
这句话的理解是保罗在罗马书第九章第四节解释的。
And so, in order to understand this verse, Paul explained this in the book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 4.
神跟以色列人的关系。
And it describes the relationship between God and Israelites.
因为刚刚神是叫摩西对埃及的法老王宣告一个事实。
And because in Exodus 4, chapter 4, verse 22, God asked Moses to proclaim the relationship between God and Israelites.
神对摩西说，你要对法老这样讲，以色列是我的儿子，是我的长子。
And God tells Moses to tell Pharaoh that Israel is my son, my firstborn.
你在这里也注意到让我的哈。不是别人的。
So、you have to,
以色列这一群你的奴隶，他跟我的关系是什么
？So what God says to Pharaoh is, you have to understand the relationship between me and the Israelites. Israel is mine. Israel is my son.
我的儿子，我的长子，这个怎么样来理解？
So how to understand why God described Israel as his son and his firstborn?
罗马书九章四节，他们是以色列人，那儿子的名分、荣耀 诸约、律法、礼仪、应许都是他们的。
So Book of Romans chapter 9 verse 4, who are Israelites, to whom belongs the adoption as sons, and the glory, and the covenants, and the giving of the law, and the temple service, and the promises.
你把这两节圣经对照来看,
If you compare these two verses,
你会发现中文英文的翻译有点不太一样。
You may realize there's a little difference between Chinese translation and English.
中文他说，以色列人，神给他们什么？
So in Chinese translation, what does God give to Israelites?
他前面说，那儿子的名分，看到没有？这个地方讲到儿子的名分，什么意思？
So the first one is the sonship. So what does sonship means?
那你去看英文的翻译。
But if you look into the English translation,
请你念一次。
Who are, to whom belongs the adoption as sons?
哦，这里有一个叫做 adoption as sons, 什么意思？
So what does adoption as sons mean?
啊，这个儿子是什么儿子啊？
So what kind of a sons Israelites are?
是神生的吗?
Is this is a born out of God?
是不是? 不是。
Is it? No, it is not.
他说是 adoption.
So the sons were adopted.
那这是什么意思?
And what does it mean?
是我收来的儿子。
So, in other words, these sons were not related to God by blood, but they were adopted.
对吧？用中文翻译的话，是我的养子嘛。
So, in other words, in Chinese translation, they were adopted. They are not related by blood, but by law.
所以这个宣告，神要告诉法老。以色列人，我现在已经把他们收为我的养子了。
So through these two verses, God proclaimed himself to Pharaoh by saying, I have adopted Israelites as my sons.
这个跟新约有什么不一样？我们跟神之间的关系呢？
But if we go further and ask, what is our relationship between God and those New Testament a Christian.
你就会发现，我们跟以色列人相比较的话，
And if we compare to Israelites, all Christians,
跟神的关系，不是养子的关系。
So the relationship between God and Christians, such as us, it is not a relationship of adoption.
我们乃是从神生的。
We were born or reborn out of spirit.
对不对？我们是从圣灵生的。
You see,
不是从人意生的，也不从血气生的。
So we were not born out of blood or out of flesh, but instead we were reborn again through his spirit.
所以在约翰福音里面说到我们必须重生，从水和圣灵生。
So in the book of John, Jesus has manifested clearly that we have to be reborn again out of a spirit and water.
好，我们来读另外一段圣经。
Let's turn to another scripture.
在罗马书三章二十四、二十五。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 24 through 25.
如今却蒙神的恩典。因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白称义。
Verse 24, being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.
这些圣经讲什么？
So what does this verse says to us?
讲到有一个救赎，对吧？
It's about redemption.
这个救赎在哪里啊？在基督里。
Where we can find this redemption that is in Jesus Christ.
那他怎么救赎我们呢？
How he is able to redeem us? Let's read the next verse.
25节。
Verse 25.
神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
Verse 25, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood through faith. This was to demonstrate his righteousness, because in the forbearance of God, he passed over the sins previously committed.
神凭什么救我们？
So by what thing that God is able to save us or to redeem us?
这个思想只有圣经有。
And this is only demonstrated or illustrated in the Bible.
这是神独有的启示。
This is the one and only revelation in the Bible.
人的宗教我们刚刚说了，是你自己救你自己。
So if we survey all the man's religion, all the religions is telling us that we have to save ourselves by doing good.
只有圣经告诉我们，神来救我们。
But only the Bible says that God is able to redeem us or to save us.
神怎么救我们呢？
And how
他用他的儿子，他独生的爱子，打发他到地上来做人。
And only God can save us, and he saved us by sending his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, into this earth as incarnation.
他不但道成肉身，成为一个普通的人。
And not only that he became flesh to be a man.
跟你跟我一样。
Just like you and me.
但他有一个点不一样。
But there's one. But there's one important difference that he is sinless.
这位无罪的神的儿子到地上来做人，然后他上了十字架。
So this is sinless. So this Son of God, who is sinless, came into flesh just like you and me, and went up to the cross to die for the sake of us.
他为什么上十字架？
Why did he?
因为人的罪，若不流血，不能得赦免。
And why did he have to come up to the cross? This is because unless the blood was shed on the cross, our sins cannot be forgiven.
他是无罪的，他可以代替我们这些有罪的。
And because he's sinless, his blood that shed on the cross is able to replace us.
所以你就会发现有一个交换的事情。
And you see, something that exchange happened.
我们把我们的罪交给他。
We submit.
他替我们付了罪的代价。
So we submit our sins unto him, and he paid the price for the sake of us by dying on the cross.
他把他无辜的血流出来。
And he shed his blood on the cross.
那是这里说叫做挽回祭。
And this is what we called as a propitiation in his blood through faith.
借着他的血，根据人的信。
So that by his blood and also through faith.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So my dear brothers and sisters.
神是唯一可以拯救罪人的。
And God is able to save us, and He is the only one that can save us.
他出了生命的代价。
He paid the highest price, His life.
用这一个生命的代价，把我们的罪完全赦免。
So that through His blood and by our faith, He's able to forgive our sins.
对我们唯一的要求。
And the only condition, what he only requires from us?
就是悔改，接受耶稣。
That is to repent and accept Jesus Christ.
这个赦免就是你的了。
And the forgiveness is yours.
这个圣经叫做因信称义。
And this is what we call the faith through justification. Justification through faith.
我们没有功劳。
We didn't do anything.
我们只有简单的相信。
And we only simply believe in him.
但是神却需要牺牲他的独生爱子。
You know, in order to redeem us, God has forsaken his only begotten son.
他要从神来到地上变成人。
First, the Son of God has to come to the world as incarnation to be a man.
在地上33年半被人弃绝。
And he has to be a man for 33 and a half years. And while he was still on this earth, he was forsaken by the world.
他行了许多的神迹奇事。
He has done many miracles.
他救了许多在苦难中的人。
He has saved many people out of the difficulties.
人非但没有感激他。
And not only that man didn't thank him.
还控告他。
But instead accuse him.
说他明明是人，怎么会自称自己是神的儿子呢？
By accusing him that to call himself as a king or as God. While he was a man.
叫做亵渎。
所
以犹太人就把他钉在十字架上，借着罗马人的手。
So the people accused him by falsely claiming himself as a king while he was a man. And he did.
所以在这里就有一个概念，叫做救赎主。
So people handed him over to the Roman soldiers. So it came upon this perspective or the second tier, that is, he is our redeemer.
因为他买赎了我们。
Because he has redeemed us, or in other words, he has paid the price for us.
所以第二层关系，他是我们的救赎主。
So the second tier of relationship between God and us, that he is not only creator, he's also our redeemer.
我们再读一处圣经。
Let's read another scripture.
罗马书十四章七节到九节。
So let's turn to Book of Romans, chapter 14, verse 7 through 9.
我们没有一个人是为自己活，也没有一个人是为自己死。
Verse 7. But not one of us lives for himself, and not one dies for himself.
第八节。我们若活着，是为主而活；若死，是为主而死。所以，我们或活或死，总是主的人。
Verse 8. For if we live, we live for the Lord. Or if we die, we die for the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's.
第九节。因此，基督死了，又活了。为要做死人并活人的主。
Verse 9. For to this end, Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living.
所以在这个地方，保罗要让我们看见，因为我们的得救是完全因为神的儿子为我们付了生命的代价，他流出他的宝血死在十字架上，因着这个原因，我们的罪得赦免，我们得一个新的生命。
So from these scripture, Paul tries to tell us that we were saved by Jesus Christ by shedding His blood on the cross, and for this sake we belong to Him, and also we have this new life.
那我们跟他的关系呢？
So then,
我们就变成他的儿子。
So then, what about the relationship between him and us? We become his sons.
这个儿子跟旧约以色列的儿子有一层不一样的关系。
So like I said before, that the sonship of us is a little different than the sonship of Israel.
Not a little different, 是 a lot difference.
So there's this one big difference between our sonship of us and the Israelite sonship.
儿子跟养子不太一样吧?
We have to understand that sons are very different from the adopted sons.
对吧? 所以我们要 appreciate, 要明白, 他是我们的救赎主, 是这一层关系, 是生命的关系。
So we have to understand that we are called the sons of God. This is because he has redeemed us and died for the sake of us on the cross.
保罗说, 因着这层关系, 我们或活或死, 总是谁的人呢?
So Paul says that for that sake, whether we live or die, who do we belong to?
我们没有人再为自己活了。
And so Paul says that no longer that we live or die for ourselves.
他是我们的救赎主,
he is our Redeemer. He has bought us.
这个属有权属于谁啊?
So what is ownership of us?
搞清楚了没有?
I hope you understand that. My dear brothers and sisters,
我今天要指出一个很重要的根本点,
I'd like to point out one thing.
我们做基督徒做了一辈子,
we've been
你知不知道? 你不是属于自己的。
And as a Christian through our life, you have to understand that we no longer belong to ourselves.
我们是属于他的。
We belong to him.
他用宝血买了我们。
He has bought us through his precious blood.
而且给我们一个新的生命, 我们是他的儿子。
And he also gave us this new life that we are called his sons.
所以今天我时间只能讲头两个点。我们下一次主要许可，我再讲第三个点。And
because of the time constraint, I only share 2 points here.
第一个点，他是我们的创造的主。So
number one, he is our creator.
他为他自己的荣耀创造了万物。He
created us and created everything else for his own glory.
那我们是为他的荣耀被造而有的。And
we were created for the purpose of his glory.
所以我们的源头是从他而来。So
we have to source back to him because he is the beginning of us.
我们不是一个独立的个体。We are not an object
or a subject with independence.
我们不是从猴子变来的。We
were not evolved from monkeys.
我们乃是按照他的荣耀形象样式造的。We
were created according to his own image and for his glory.
我们的生命是有目的的。And
our life has a meaning.
第二层，他是我们的救赎主。He
is our redeemer.
当我们堕落犯罪，我们走自己的路，我们不要他。
When we are corrupted, when we sinned against him, when we went astray from him, and when we deny him.
到这个罪恶的世界来寻找拯救世上的人。
He sent his only begotten son to the world, to this wicked world to save us, to find those who were seeking him.
凡悔改相信他的,
to whoever repented,
他就把一个赦罪的恩典白白赐给我们。
And we'll receive the salvation.
我们被他拯救了。
We are saved by him.
我们成为他的儿女。
We're called his sons and daughters.
我们比旧约的以色列人更进一层。
And compared to the Israelites in the Old Testament, we go farther.
所以我们是属于他的。
So you see, so we belong to him.
那保罗到了罗马书第十二章,
So in Book of Romans 12, Paul says,
12章第一节第二节, 我们应该都会背了。
I hope you would know how to memorize the Book of Romans chapter 12, verse 1 through 2.
所以弟兄们, 我以神的慈悲劝你们。
So therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God,
将身体献上当作活祭, 是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然。
To present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
所以这节圣经告诉我们一个生活的在神面前应该有的态度。
So this verse tells us how to behave ourselves before God.
神都把我们每一个人都关在家里了。
Since God,
搞对跟他的关系。
Since we were locked down in the house, we have to understand or get the right relationship between God and us.
今天这篇信息,
and today's message, God is telling us,
他不但是造你的主,
not only that,
他也是你的救赎主,
not only he's our creator, he's also our redeemer.
我们被他拯救, 感谢主。
We were saved.
因为相信了耶稣的恩典。
And we were saved by Jesus Christ, and we thank him for his grace and mercies.
那保罗就提醒我们了，不要再为自己活。
So Paul reminded us.
要把自己的身体当作活祭来献给他。
And Paul reminded us that since we no longer live or die for ourselves, we shall present our own bodies as a living sacrifice before God.
这是主权的问题。
So this is the ownership of God.
你要认清，你不再为自己活了。
We have to realize.
你要为他而活。
We have to realize that we no longer live for ourselves, but live for Him.
这是我们人生。最重要的目标。
And this shall be our biggest meaning, the biggest object or subject we're seeking.
他要我们与他的生命联合，然后把自己献给他。
He wanted us to
为他而活。
He wanted us to connect he wanted to connect with us so that we will offer our own bodies as a living sacrifice and no longer will live for ourselves but live for him.
第二节，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world.But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what is the will of God is, and which is good and acceptable and perfect.
也就是说，我们在现在在地球上，你有一个义务，就是把他的旨意明白，然后照着这个旨意去生活。
So while we're living on this earth, one of the important goals for all of us as Christians that is no longer we live for ourselves, but live according to his own will.
要照着他的旨意而活。
So we shall live according to his own will.
这个是他在我们身上有的这个所有权。
And to demonstrate the ownership of us.That we belong to God.
今天很多的基督徒搞不清楚。
And many Christians got confused about this.
我们只要得救，哈利路亚，感谢主。
And we are saved, hallelujah, and thanks be to God.
将来可以上天堂就可以了。
Well, it means that we can go to heaven after we die, so that's it, good enough.
今天我们在地上做我们自己喜欢做的事。
But how about this life? Well, we do whatever we feel right.
就是个人眼中看为对的事。
This is we do something that we think that is right for us.
但是不一定合乎神的旨意啊。
But this is might not be in the line of God's will.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So my dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们要把神的主权，神的所有权，有一个重要的认识。
And we have to understand the ownership of God.
五月有机会，我们在交通第三个重点，叫做至亲的亲属。
So,
这一层我们很少讲。
So if God's willing that we were able to have another sharing regarding the third tier of a relationship between God and us, that is the Kinsman Redeemer.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
若不是你创造了我们，而且打发你的儿子来拯救我们。
So had you created us and also sent your only begotten Son to us.
我们是一个失落的人。
We were lost. We had no directions.
跟世界上所有的人都一样。
Like any other living world, like any people in the world.
我们是为自己而活。
We only live for ourselves.
我们为着钱财。奔跑，我们为着许多的事业努力。
We only work hard for our own careers. We only work hard to make enough money.
跟你的旨意一点关系都没有。
And had nothing to do with your own will.
但是你要马上回来。
But your second coming.
你的心腹。
But your second coming is near, and you're looking your new bride.
你要寻找那些。与你有生命之约的人
and you're looking for those who have this life covenant with you.
你用这些环境来震动，让我们眼目从世界上的这一些偶像转向真神。
And you have shaken us through what happened and surrounding us, so that we can return to you.
主啊。求你向我们每一个人的心来说话。
And Lord, we pray that. And may you speak into each and every one of us to listen, speak to our hearts so that our eyes will be open.
让我们真实认识我们光景是何等的可怜。
To know and understand what wicked world we live in.
主啊，不但世界是背弃你的。
And not only this world forsake you.
我们这些蒙恩的基督徒，我们也走自己的路。
We also forsake you and go our own way.
我们虽然是蒙恩了，但是我们是背了你的恩。
And although we were saved by you, but so many times we forget your salvation.
我们到底活着为什么
？Why do we live for?
主啊，我们有荣耀你的名吗
？Have we glorified your name?
按照你的旨意而活吗
？How we lived our life according to your will?
这是你今天要光照我们的。
And this is some questions that you light illuminate on us.
今年你让我们的教会来思想认识基督。
And this year it is your will that you want us to understand to know Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们真认识你吗？
And Lord, do we truly know you?
求圣灵光照我们。
May your Holy Spirit illuminate on us.
听我们的祷告。
Hearing this prayer. Hearing this prayer, we pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那下面弟兄姐妹。